Episode 244, May 16th, 2016.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is the Rob and Joe Show.
The Dave Chappelle and Louis C.K. of Fire Hall Comedy.
The Rob and Joe Show.
This is the racist Rob and racist Joe Show.
Some of their best friends are black.
The Rob and Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Rob and Joe Show.
Come on, everybody, let's get to the brainstorming.
I worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe Show.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Now on with the countdown.
With a combined 73 firings, if you count marriages in the Baltimore Comedy Factory, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Saw this. I think it's exciting news, but they're rebooting 24. It will premiere after the Super Bowl, 2017 Super Bowl. You excited about that, Robbie? Oh wait, I can't talk to Robbie. He's hitting buttons for the first 2 minutes of the show.
Nope. Is it like the Ghostbusters? Is it a girl this time?
It's a black guy.
Is that right? Like they were going to make a black James Bond, but they decided better of it.
They decided better. What would be wrong with an Idris Elba James Bond?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong with it. But didn't they decide against it, or is that still up in the air?
I think it's still up in the air. The new favorite is Tom Hiddleston, who's in the, from Loki in the Avengers movies and Thor.
I don't see that. Do you?
Well, if you watch The Night Manager, you can see he looks, I think he looks too pretty to be James Bond. By the way, The Night Manager, we talked about this before the show. It's a 6-part miniseries based on a novel on AMC. I love it. Robbie's direct quote, awful. It's 93% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, but, and I talked about this. I heard Robbie's reaction, and it isn't that Robbie didn't like it. What Robbie's going to do now, because whenever he's, it's much like Birdman. When everybody else likes something and he doesn't, he doesn't say, maybe I should reconsider it. He starts making his argument. So the next time Robbie talks about it, he'll be armed with something. Somebody who's a bad actor, there's a scene that didn't work. I'm telling you, this is Robbie's MO because he wants to defend when he's not in the majority. Does that make sense? Robbie, is that fair to say? Like, The Big Lebowski is a good example of that. He's extremely aggressive about his hatred towards it, much more so than he would be if, you know, he's not going to act that way about Mark for Death starring Steven Seagal.
Right.
But he will act that way if it's considered to be good because he wants to be affirmed. And the way to be affirmed, if the whole world is telling you no, is to be able to intelligently defend your position. And that's, I'm telling you, that's what's coming. I know my brother.
But
Robbie.
I form my opinion on the examples that you gave before people started telling me how fantastic it was.
No, you saw The Big Lebowski after the fact. You told me that.
My ire grows when I hear people giving it praise more. You're correct about that.
But The Night Manager, I don't believe that you had heard anybody's reaction.
No.
It's not like,
I didn't see it had 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. I just watched the first episode. I watched it from beginning to end. I had a really difficult time getting through it. And I said, I'm not watching any more of this shit.
Then you haven't. It's four episodes. You've watched one.
But listen, you cannot. I've said this. cannot give me one boring episode, predictable, boring, subpar writing episode. Beginning to end, the first episode, expect me to go back for more. I'm not doing it.
Yes, you can. If it's a six-part miniseries, you know it's going to get good. It's over in a month. Dude, come on.
It was so boring, the first episode. Boring.
Your reaction, it's so predictable. It is. I could have just scripted it. I wish I had. And then just held it up. It's like, you ever remember in Groundhog Day when he goes, hey, we got to get out of here if we're going to get ahead of the weather. And then she looks at the note. It says that. I could have done that with you critiquing this miniseries.
Well, you look at it like, what do you give the benefit of the doubt to? Do you give the benefit of the doubt to AMC? Do you give it to the show that has Walking Dead and Breaking Bad? Hold on. Do you, in fact, this is based on a book by a famous novelist. Why do you think he kept writing books? Clearly, they were good books. So the story itself is based on something that's probably quality. Do you not, House, you don't think that guy's a good actor?
Bob, you're talking out of your ass. Okay, listen.
I am? What if I said this wrong?
I thought he was making a pretty good point.
This guy who wrote this novel, he's not regarded as some great author. He writes these spy thrillers, and they are not considered great work. I mean, they're hit or miss. That's number one. Number two, this is not an AMC production like this upcoming Preacher is. This show is an import from the BBC. It's standard network television, okay? It's not AMC quality. It's beneath AMC quality. They just decided to stick it on because what else they got to show in the fucking middle of the summer, okay?
Well, you at least have to maybe he was wrong about this author, what regard he's held, but you do, it is on AMC.
Yeah, but
they do have to vouch for it. You can't just throw it up on the network,
right? I mean, it does have pretty good actors in it, right? And it also is being well received. I mean, that's all he's saying at this point, that it deserves another episode. That's all he's saying.
Yeah,
it doesn't deserve another hour of my time. No. Won't get another one a second of my time, that show. It's shit.
I mean, you hate it.
Yeah, you act like it's a Fuller House. No, I mean,
I was really angry that I'd wasted an hour. I said, and I'm struggling. I'm going, do I turn this off? Do I turn it off? Because I see every turn coming. I see every single turn coming.
God, like, he's so predictable.
Do I turn this off? Do I stick to? Nope, I've got to stay through the whole hour because I'm thinking in my head. I swear to God, I'm thinking in my head. This is going to come up later, and somebody's going to go, "Oh, well, you didn't watch the whole hour." Well, I watched the whole hour, and it was boring, and it was horrible.
I think it was 2 hours, and the fact that you thought it was only an hour meant that it flew by fast. which would mean that it was entertaining. First of all, in the trailer, you know that Loki, Tom Hiddleston, goes undercover to catch the arms dealer played by Hugh Laurie. So, yeah, of course you're going to see what's going to happen in episode one because he's not a spy yet. He hasn't gone undercover. So
hey,
you know that's going to happen. You also know what's going to happen. You know Batman at some point is going to turn from Bruce Wayne to Batman.
Yeah, there's more specifics, but I won't do it because I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But
hey, how can you spoil it? You've seen one episode.
Do I know my Robbie or what? Do I know him or what?
You really do. I'd like to get someone else to weigh in. If you're watching out there, chime in, please, by all means.
Well, I probably won't watch it at this point because I don't want another Birdman, so I'd be afraid to like it.
Well, it's not like Birdman, where that's a love or hate. This is a 93% critics, 91% viewers on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, I mean, no, Birdman was that well received. It won the best picture. I mean,
not by viewers. Birdman's low on Rotten Tomatoes, just by the audience.
I have heard, like I did with 30 Rock, that it got better. But I did also read people talk about how the first episode was really slow going, but it got better. But, you know, too late.
Too late. Well, you know what? What also was slow? Our first fucking episode, okay?
I think in your first episode, you said that you'd rather live next to OJ than anyone else in the world. Yeah, I believe that was episode one.
That was
awesome. How do you feel now, 5 years later?
No, I've turned on that. No, I no longer want OJ next to me. He's gone too far off the deep end.
I think OJ wasn't in jail when we started this, right?
If he had, he just went. It hadn't turned him. It hadn't changed the man that I loved, that I wanted to get to know. So 24 is coming back. I'm excited. Today's the 30th anniversary of Top Gun. I say that movie holds up, but you think that it doesn't.
No, it definitely does not. It's so cheesy and so over the top. It's hard to, you know, it's funny. When I was a little kid, I used to watch Happy Days, and I'm like, they did it. They made the best TV show ever. You go back and try to watch Happy Days. It is a pile of shit. It's so bad.
Yeah, but that's humor, and that's, I mean, I guess you're right. But I mean, Tom Cruise is still cool, and what's his name? Iceman. And I mean, there's just, you got jets flying, and Kelly McGillis still hot. The soundtrack, those are still songs that you recognize.
No, Kelly McGillis is not still hot.
I know, but I mean, you look at her, you're still attracted to her back then.
Well, she's not Kelly McGillis from Witness when we get to see her with her top off. Oh, she's hot, but come on.
Yeah.
She's not Witness hot.
She's a lesbian now, right? Isn't
that how she, you know what? She kept getting screwed over by men so much. I'm serious. That's her story. I mean, just men over and over would just fuck her over. And then as a result, she decided, you know what? I'm just going to have to go after the other sex.
What would women have to do to you to make you for that?
Nothing. I can't. I don't. It doesn't even make any sense to me. There's no, I cannot get screwed over enough to want to bang a dude.
Well, the difference is a woman can still, I mean, I'm sure I'm going to sound like an idiot, but I mean, if wouldn't you think as a woman that another woman could please you if they were trying to? It seems
they
like
they are the fairer. Yeah. Men are in a more aggressive in nature. And so they're probably attracted to the softness of a woman. And I think I can see how I can see how that's more appealing to a woman than a man would be to a man. But I mean, who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. I only see it from my own perspective.
Could women beat you down so much, your experiences, that you just would just be done with relationships?
I don't think so. I don't think so. You mean to turn to men? Or just to be done,
to swear off just women and just not even worry about that. Just swear off that part of your life.
I don't think so, because I think usually I'm the problem in relationships.
Well,
can I also say this? Yeah. I never, ever considered myself homophobic. I never have. I also know that if you, those people that are, you know, overtly homophobic, sometimes it's because they have these insecurities or questions with themselves, right? I've heard that.
Sure. Right.
But when I watch Game of Thrones and I see these guys making out, it makes me uncomfortable. What does that say about me? Now, I don't care that you're gay. If you're gay, that's great. But for some reason, I have trouble watching it. Now, I don't have any trouble watching two women make out. Maybe it's because I put myself in that place. But when I watch those guys like kissing up each other's bodies and stuff, I mean, I literally turn away and cringe.
Well, do you think straight women are turned off by two lesbians kissing? Do you think they find that uncomfortable?
I don't think that women find women kissing as uncomfortable in general as I find two men kissing.
But I bet you would find two overweight people kissing, male and female, uncomfortable as well.
Oh, but these men are good looking. They're good looking men.
What you're saying is you think it's disgusting.
No, no, I don't think if two men want to be together,
It doesn't disgust you.
But if you're eating them, I'm not bothered by that. But I don't like the taste of them. But when I do see these men in these intimate situations, it does make me uncomfortable.
Maybe you need to watch more of it to get over it.
You think so? I mean, maybe, because I'm certainly okay with that happening. I don't care what you do in your personal life. I'm all for it. Matter of fact, I'm glad you're doing it.
Pull up your phone. Go to some porn website. I'm sure you have a favorite.
Okay.
Put it on mute. Put on a gay porn and just have it show on the whole time during the show.
No, I'm not going to do that.
No, just keep it playing.
Is anybody?
No, I don't know that I'll be as funny. Go ahead. What?
Anybody watching Fear of the Walking Dead?
No, I tried it. I gave it like an episode or two, but you know, I mean, it's. I already watched The Walking Dead. You know what I mean? I don't want to watch another show just like it.
Yeah, there was something happened between two guys on a recent episode, and I was wondering if you had a reaction to it.
What,
it's funny because I'd rather watch two guys banging than I would watch them making out.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
I'm sure you can find that on that website. So pull up two guys banging and then have that in the background. Maybe you have a little sound if you want.
If I put my phone close to the computer, then it'll.
All right. Well, just mute it.
It'll distort it.
Can I ask a question in relation to this? With each one of you guys,
your prospective others when they're watching porn, do they watch gay porn or straight porn?
What do you mean, do they watch gay porn?
Do your girlfriends watch gay porn or do they watch straight porn?
Well, I would imagine, yeah, that she watches straight porn. I don't know. I've never seen her watch porn. But I don't...
Yeah,
I think that most women watch straight porn, straight women.
I think they do, too. And Katie's not here right now, but she's certainly allowed to watch porn if that's what she wants to do. I've never seen her watching porn. But I think that she does watch guy and girl. I know this. When I watch porn, I watch a specific act that doesn't even involve anything other than, like, there's no female body parts in it. There's just the only actual genitalia that is in the porn that I like just has a penis in it.
Is there a close-up? Can you see a mouth or you just see the penis?
No, you see the mouth. But, you know, what I, like, when I, my go-to, right? Now, I'm not a big porn guy, but when I do watch it, that's what I watch.
Joe likes the POV.
Yeah, but then it occurred to me that there's not even a boob in it. There's not, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing in it other than a dick. That's the only thing in the porn that I watch.
Do you have a preference for the color or size of that penis?
No, I don't. I really don't. They're all going to be bigger than me. I've never really watched porn and said, oh, man, that guy's about my size. That's never happened.
I don't think you watch black guys. I think you watch white guys.
No. But when I search, I just search for one particular thing.
But when you land on that, there's multiple videos. I'm sure you picked almost a white guy.
I'll watch a compilation.
Oh, compilation.
And then everything's in there.
It's called a compilation.
Have you seen the one? I think we talked about this before, about the glory hole. Have I told you about that?
Do tell.
So I was watching, just the first thing that came up, and it was this glory hole thing. There's a girl that was basically in this box, and guys would just shove their penises through this hole. And what was funny is, I could have sworn we talked about it. I know I talked about it in my real life. Right before they finished, they would go... They'd knock as a courtesy to her. So she knew.
You did talk about this. You know what happens is we're going to go on TMOS Wednesday. So by the time this comes out, we'll be on there. And, you know, we usually do well on there. And we're obviously cleaner because you have to be. So people will like, hey, let's check out their show. Then they'll go listen to this episode. It's the newest one. And we'll be talking about glory holes. And we'll lose any new listeners because we should have been clean tonight, Joe. We should have tricked them for a week.
If any new listeners, they thought it was too dirty and also loved that show with House and Loki, they would never listen again.
Right, because they'll hate you for the porn talk and your homophobia. They'll hate Robbie because he doesn't like the night manager. And I'm sure in the next 45 minutes, I'll say something that'll anger them. And they'll just go back to Marcus and Americast.
I don't think I'm homophobic. I'm really down.
No, you're not. Hey, I lived with a gay man. I had a gay roommate.
I know this person?
No, I don't. No, you've never met. He's a gay and black. I'd get double credit for that shit.
Damn.
Yeah. Thomas. He's a good guy. And a large man. He, like every hot chick in town, he would know and they would love him. And I wrote a bit inspired by him that would be a way to get women is to just tell them you're gay. And then eventually they'll fall in love with you and then you end up having sex with them.
I've heard that joke before, but back to this guy. He never brought any guys home. He's a gay man. I mean, that's the easiest thing in the world. You just go to a gay bar and just grab somebody and just take them home?
No, he never did that. He kept all that stuff private. I think he had a double life where he would go to someone else.
No, but that is private. Your home. That's where you take people when you want to do something in private.
Not if you have a roommate.
Well, I mean, so what did he do? Nothing?
He never brought guys home and banged them when I was there. That's all I know, Joe.
How long did you live with him?
I don't know. Probably, maybe 9 months, maybe a year tops.
You lived with this guy for a year and he never brought a guy home to bang? Not one time? And he wasn't in a relationship?
He had some straight guy that he was into. It was always very weird what was really happening with that. But I never even met that guy. So... No, he never brought a guy home, not to my knowledge.
Did you bring girls home?
I don't. I mean, I'm sure that I had girls over there, but I don't remember that really happening much either.
Not from lack of trying. I guess it was just a dry spell.
Well, no, I don't. You know, I don't really like to bring women to my home because then I have to get them to leave. You know, that was never my thing. You know, I don't.
What do you wait? Go in a car somewhere? Is that the
no? I just, you know, it has, the stars have to align for a situation for it would be good for me, because I hate the idea of sleeping in the same bed with some woman I don't know and then have the next day spending time with her. I hate that more than I enjoy the sex.
Man.
So
I've been in situations
unless I'm really
where
drunk, if I'm really hammered, then I wouldn't think it through. I would just do the immediate thing, which would be the sex, which I know I would like, and then the other thing, I'd wake up and fuck, now I got to deal with this.
I remember one time I was in Ocean City, Maryland, and I'm not going to out my buddy, but you know him very well. Anyway, so my buddy and I, we went to Ocean City, and it didn't work out for us. So we go back to our hotel, and all of a sudden we hear on our door. And we open up the door, and next door are these two girls. One girl, she's heavy.
Right.
And the other girl outweighs her by about 150 pounds, okay? So I'm like, now I'm drunk. This is back when I still drank. I'm like, hey, come on over, hammered. I immediately sidle up next to who I consider the hot one.
Right? Did you say saddle?
Saddle right up next to her. And the other girl sits down, and they're crude, so I know it's on, right? This is happening.
Well, they knocked on your door. I mean, come on.
Right, it's a done deal. So, you know, we're not even in there for 10, 15 minutes, and I look at my buddy, and I give him, like, get out of here. He takes this rhino into the next room, and I'm in there with mine. Again, the hot one. I'm with the hot one.
Sure.
And God, this is, I can't believe I'm telling the story. So I do whatever I'm going to do. It fought 2 minutes later. Sure. And of course, you know what happens. As soon as I'm done, just reality just washes over me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I am laying as, like, I don't want any part of my body to press up against this girl.
She's spooning you?
She is occupying a great deal of the bed. Okay. And I am on the corner, the very, very edge, just trying, and I don't sleep. I don't sleep. I sit there with my eyes open on the corner of that bed for about 5 hours.
A long night.
All of a sudden, I feel the bed. It's moving a lot. She's huge. The bed's moving. She's getting up. I was in here. Doom, doom. She opens my door. She opens her door. You probably count to 20. Dunk, 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 dunk. My buddy comes back in. He's looking at me, and he's like, oh, my God. Let's never tell anybody about this. Like, your secret's safe with me. And he goes, oh, and you got the hot one. He made the same joke that I was making. I remember one time, a trip to Ocean City. I was there with another buddy who you know very well, recently retired. Anyway, so we're standing there, and we meet these girls. I think it was BJ's. It might have been like Fager's. It was one of these deck parties. Anyway, fast forward to the next morning. We're all standing there. Of course, I have the ugly one again, right? If my buddy's is an 8, mine is a 5. Those two, she's wearing my friend's sweatshirt. They're exchanging numbers. I'm literally just standing there. I don't say a word now. Remember at the time, there were no cell phones. I mean, once they leave, that's it. You're never going to see them again. And I literally stood there while my buddy exchanged numbers with this girl. I did not say a word, and out the door they walked.
Do you miss those days, Joe?
No, I don't miss those days.
Yeah. Well,
my girlfriend's beautiful now. I don't have to do that anymore.
I got a question for you. We'll go on break after this. Would you be uncomfortable if at the Hall & Oates concert, which is on the 26th of this month, if the only people in our group were Katie's parents and Robbie and his girlfriend?
All right, we'll answer that on the other side of the break.
Rob and Joe should be right back.
There's never a shortage of errands for you to run and places you want to go. But the post office isn't one of them.
Driving there, parking, waiting for a clerk, what a hassle. So use Stamps.com instead to buy and print real U.S. postage for any envelope or package using your own computer and printer.
Right now, use the promo code RobinJoe for this special offer.
A no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 free postage.
Go to Stamps.com today. Click on the microphone and type in RobinJoe. That's Stamps.com. Promo code RobinJoe.
And now back to you, Robin Tom.
So we're going to this concert. May 26th, Jiffy Lube Live, Hall & Oates. I bought the tickets in February. I get a phone call today, Joe. It says it's from the Live Nation Ticketmaster people. I said, yeah, we're looking at your records here, and it appears that you bought 4 private parking passes. I said, wow, why would I do that? I don't even remember buying any parking. And they said, well, no, it appears that you don't have any tickets. You bought, instead of tickets, you bought parking passes. I said, okay, hold on. So I go, I look, oh, yeah, $35, 4 of them. I said, well, I clearly don't want any of them, let alone 4. And they go, okay, we'll refund you. The good news is there's a sale now on lawn tickets. They're available. You can get 4 for $20 each. So I bought 4 lawn tickets. We're all still going to the show. So, but for a second there, I was thinking, wait, it's to Robbie, his girlfriend, and Katie's parents.
So you owe Katie $30.
Yes, I do.
Yes, that's found money.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it was just, it would be funnier if it was Robbie and his girlfriend and Katie's parents. We didn't have tickets at all. Oh, I thought you meant I would still be going. Oh, man, that would be almost worth the story.
Right.
Just to have those guys.
Would you be concerned that you'd have to be concerned that Robbie would say something and that your relationship would be hurt because of it?
No. I actually wouldn't be worried about that. And my guess would be they would never meet up. Right, Robbie?
I have no idea.
No, what if
you
they made
make
a point
plans
to?
To meet with Katie's parents? I can't. By the way, Katie's dad is a cool guy. He would hate Robbie. He would. I'm telling you right now. Well, actually, they're going to meet. He's going to hate Rob.
Right. What if Robbie brings up gun control? Is that going to bother him or not?
He might like that, actually. Yeah. That's something he'll be pro. My thing is this, is that when I go to concerts like that, I like to get a little nutty, and I'm not going to be that way. Like, I like to get crazy. I like to sing. I like to dance. I like to do, you know what I mean? I like to get crazy at concerts.
Stop. Joe, singing and dancing is not crazy acting at a concert. That's what you're supposed
to do. Yeah, but you know me. I like to make a spectacle of myself.
I want that. You better be that guy.
I'm not going to.
Why not?
I don't see that happening. I don't see myself behaving that way.
Joe, you have to be entertaining. There has to be a reason for Katie's parents to say, oh, this is how he is in his natural element. I get it. If you're just some 47-year-old man who's just kind of cool, it doesn't make any sense. You got to be life of the party.
I think I'm going to drink that day.
Okay. Well, that's you don't normally do that, so that might change. You might be off your game a little bit.
No, I think it'll loosen me up. It'll liberate me a little bit.
Rob, can I wear my NRA hat?
You can do whatever you want, Robbie. We're in Manassas or wherever the hell it's at, Bristow.
Yeah.
I had no idea how Katie's parents feel about gun control. My guess is that her mother is very anti-gun and that her father doesn't give a shit. That's my guess.
Right. Well, I'm sure we'll find out because Robbie will bring it
up. Well, that's the thing.
I think
it's
more
important.
Song. Hey, she's gone. Is this about my gun leaving me?
Yeah. Maneater, that happens to be the name of my gun. Yeah, no, I think it'd be weird. I don't think they'd have a problem with it other than the fact it's like, why is he making any sort of political statement? You follow what I'm saying?
Background checks? I can't go for that. This is going to get old quickly. It's probably one too many bad Hall & Oates gun jokes. But no, Robbie will say something. Look, it's what he does. This is the thing. He doesn't know when to back off. If they say they like the night manager, Robbie won't. What a normal person would do is would just act like they never seen it.
You're right. If they start saying, oh my gosh, we watched this new show. We love it. It's called The Night Manager. Robbie won't even be diplomatic about it.
No, you're wrong.
He won't.
You're wrong.
He'll be like, that's the worst piece of shit I've ever seen.
Right. What kind of person would like that crap?
You're wrong. I would not do that if I met the person for the first time.
I don't know. In that environment where we're all hanging out.
Yeah, how much time did you spend with Marcus's wife before you started talking about gun control? Oh, that's right, 5 minutes.
Again, that was not like me just shitting all over her. That was a conversation.
How much time did you spend with your ex-girlfriend's family before you started talking about man-on-man anal sex in Afghanistan.
I had some
Thanksgiving.
That is hilarious. that reminds me, Scott Apple. This is how crazy is this? Scott Apple's girlfriend has her family.
It's wife.
Has some friends. Right, sorry, wife. Has some friends from out of town. It's not even her friends. It's her parents' friends. Okay. They forgot that that this trip that they were making here coincided with the trip when they were going to be out of town. So they call up their daughter and they go, hey, you have to entertain these people. You know what their daughter is? She's a doctor. So you know what she did? She took off work to entertain her. She took off her work as a doctor. So her parents wouldn't be upset with her to entertain these friends from out of town that she's never met before.
Because she's terrified that Scott would take up work and he'd be entertaining. He can't. What's he going to do?
That's exactly right. Can I tell you what Scott said to me in a text today, Scott Apple? And if those of you who haven't listened to the last, I guess it was two episodes ago, Scott did a pretty amazing job. Oh, my God. Hold on.
Talking up records.
Hi, gonna have to jump out. Katie and her mom were listening to the show in the car. Today's show. They're probably listening this very second.
You mean live?
That's right.
Uh-oh.
Spiffy Keen is what Scott Apple said. Man, I wish I hadn't told those stories at this point.
Well, awkward. You mean about all those fat chicks that you used to have sex with?
Oh my God. I talking about porn, this is probably the worst episode they could have ever possibly been listening to. Oh my God.
About how they're gonna hate your brother.
Yeah. Well, they're gonna know that soon enough.
Sure. does this change what you talk about? Because there is a subject that I have on the list here. But I wanted to delve deep into something about you and Katie's relationship.
Go ahead.
Oh, are you finishing the Scott Apple thing? Or are we moving on?
No, I'm literally having a conversation with Katie now.
What's the tone like?
She said it says unreal. The porn thing was insane. Yeah, she. Hold on, I gotta find out how long she listened. How much? Hold on, this is important. Hold on here. Sorry, I'm an old man. I don't type fast.
Robbie, I did mention that they're going to want to see Joe in his real environment. And here we go. Here we have it.
God, that's... Here we go. We're about to find out how much she heard right now, this very second. Man, I wish I had checked out my phone. Okay, I turned it off mid-Ocean City story. Oh, she got the drift, though. Oh, I hate my life.
Did she hear the part where you're watching gay porn on your phone during the show?
That's the least of my worries. You told me to do that, and I didn't.
Well, they don't know that.
Anyway. All right. Well, we're talking about Scott Apple. Oh, I know. Scott Apple said Spiffy Keen to me, not ironically. He said that.
What does that even mean?
It was an acknowledgement he said that he needed to take off a half day to do such and such. I said, okay, no problem. And he replied, Spiffy Keen.
Well, tomorrow, this is supposedly happening. Our friends at 98 Rock have compiled, they've edited down Scott's hitting the post, talking up records, and they're going to give it to the program director as a real thing, like check this guy out and record his reaction. So. Yes. Praying that happens as advertised.
Yes.
It could be a big letdown because I don't know how serious people are. I mean, as soon as they hear the first one, they're going to know it's bullshit. But still, I mean, I would like to hear the reactions regardless.
Well, it depends on how they frame it. If they frame it, this guy's really good. You got to hear him. Or if they frame it like, hey, this is a friend of mine. He wants some real advice. Because if they frame it like that, then he's probably going to give real advice as opposed to immediately saying this is bullshit. Because clearly you hear and you know that. He doesn't have an aptitude for this.
Okay.
But either way, I'm just imagining Rick listening to that is hilarious to me.
Quick update on Katie's mom listening to today's show. She turned it off mid-Ocean City story, but she got the drift. She goes, but the porn conversation was clear. She heard compilation. bad.
Well, I'm sure. You know what? When we're all together at the concert, I'm going to say, so are you listening to the show?
No, don't say that. I'm not kidding. Don't say that. Do not say that.
100% chance I'm going to say that.
No, dude, I can't have him going back and listening to old past episodes.
Why not?
There's a lot of stuff in there about me and their daughter.
Well, I mean, that's going to make it, it's really Katie who shouldn't want that.
Yeah, no, we both don't. What do you think? I want it? Oh, yeah.
Speaking of you and Katie, she has given you an ultimatum. It sounds like a real one, too, that if you don't get a physical by the end of the month, that it's over. She's worried about you.
Yeah, I mean, I gotten sick a couple times, but I also have bad heartburn.
Yeah.
I also have sleep apnea. But the sleep apnea, okay, so the sleep apnea, I can't sleep with that mask on, so I yank it off in the middle of the night. But I have worked to resolve that. The heartburn, you know, I don't know what I can do. I probably have, you know, acid reflux or something. I mean, I eat Tums. What do you want? Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I weigh more than I should weigh. I mean, I'm not a big fatty, but I probably could lose 10 pounds.
Hey, Joe, you and I have genetics. I am on a daily omeprazole. I take it every single day.
What's that? What's omeprazole?
It's an acid reducer. I take it.
All right. Well, I eat Tums.
No.
Either way, the point is
Tums are bad, Joe, because you're gonna Tums have calcium in them, and that's gonna contribute to getting kidney stones down the road. Just take omeprazole. It's over the counter.
Okay. It's, I will take omeprazole once it's prescribed. I have to go get.
It's not
over the get this checked out.
It's over the counter, Joe. It's not. You don't have to get a prescription.
Hey, hold on, Robbie. Why did you not think to tell him about this earlier?
I didn't hear. I didn't know he had a heartburn issue until now.
Well, he's your brother. Wouldn't you think that you might have similar issues?
I'm telling him now. This is the first I'm hearing about it.
All right.
I'm writing down omeprazole. Starts with an O, right?
Tish will tell you the same exact thing.
So I spelled it O-M-E-P-R-O-Z-O-L.
E at the end.
That's omeprazole.
Yeah.
All right. I'll pick up some. Katie, if you're listening, grab me some omeprazole on your way home.
Yeah, it's cheap at Walmart.
And also get a gay porn.
Yeah, but I have until the end of the month. Now here's the deal: I have to find out because, see, I'm right next to a patient first. There's no appointments; you just walk in. But I don't know if you can just walk in for a physical. I don't know.
Well,
but
Joe,
if I
have health insurance, just make an appointment.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, I'd rather just go to the one next to where I live. But the point that I'm trying to make is that I'm not sure if I have to schedule it by the end of the month or if it has to actually happen by the end of the month. Because I have a lot of time that I am going to have to be out over the next few weeks because my son's graduating. I got time on 98 Rock. It's going to be tough for me to miss work, but I will miss work if it's a matter of me losing my girlfriend. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so I will.
I think she'll allow it if you have it scheduled.
Okay, then that's my plan, to schedule it.
You don't have a GP, Joe?
Are you?
No. Katie just said must be completed. All right.
You
had 3 months, but I don't think she really told me 3 months ago. She said 3 months, but I don't believe that it was February 1st.
Joe, are you willing
to? Sorry, March 1st. Sorry, guy. What's that?
What if we print up a fake, Robbie could do this, I'm sure, a fake physical report?
Well, not now. She's listening. So now that's over.
She stopped listening. No, that's why we can do it, because she would never think you would do it now because we've talked about it.
All right. Yeah, Robbie, get on that.
You got to make it realistic.
Don't make it too good, though. Yeah. Hey, don't.
You gotta have high blood pressure. Have high blood pressure.
But I don't have high blood pressure. I got my blood pressure taken when I went to the doctor the other day to get the antibiotics.
What is she concerned about specifically?
Well, I mean, I do have trouble sleeping, but we know what that issue is.
Right.
I've been sick a couple times since I've lived here. And I don't know what that is. I know my son was sick, and that's probably why I got sick. But probably she sees me getting sick. And then she's like, all right, well, you need to go to a doctor to see if there's anything wrong with you. I don't know. I mean, I just want to do it. If she wants me to do it, I'll do it.
Well, I can tell you exactly what's wrong with you. You don't. You're too stressed out. You got too much going on. You don't get enough sleep. I mean, that's the deal. That's why you're getting sick. You get 4 hours sleep a night.
And I eat like shit.
And you eat like shit.
It's time for you to go gluten free.
I've tried that. That makes me so miserable. I've tried that, like the paleo diet. God, I'm so hungry.
Well, my doctor says that the gluten in the wheat will actually cause the acid reflux to flare up. And I'll be honest, I have had the same issue. I've taken daily medication for it ever since I dropped gluten, or I brought it down to a minimum level. I have stopped taking daily medication for heartburn and have not had a problem since. And
yeah,
I've been doing it now for a month and a half.
The problem is, Marcus, I love gluten. I love it.
As do I.
I want to eat it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's, and I was thinking about this, like, I don't know how much of my pleasure I arrive from food, but probably a lot. I mean, I'm definitely addicted to it. I don't feel like I'm not a big fat guy, but I don't exhibit a lot of self-control, and I wish I did. I mean, that's probably the area of my life where I probably have the least control over it.
What's
the
worst thing?
I'm not addicted to drugs, any alcohol, anything, no gambling, but food, yeah.
What's the worst thing you eat on a regular basis?
Huh. I really almost cut out sodas completely. That would have been it before. I mean, I love sweets. I eat them.
Yeah. What are you eating candy bars? Are you eating cakes, brownies, cookies?
So when Scott Apple buys donuts, he gets two chocolate and 10 others, and I always eat a donut, no matter what. I'll eat one.
I had a donut for the first time in like a couple of years just the other day. And they are delicious. I mean, I would eat three a day if I could. Anything bread, like. You know, let's take a break. But we come back, we have a listener has sent in their idea for our newest murder mystery. Rob and Joe, she'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you by The Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Why mess with the traffic and hassle of your local shopping center? Face it, the weather sucks, the traffic sucks, and so do 90% of the people out there. So stay home and double-click your way to happiness. Amazon has everything for your home and your office, whether it's paperclips, coffee, clothes, electronics, nutrition pellets for your children, or cleaning supplies. If you need it, Amazon has it, and they're always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Amazon is the best way to save yourself some money while supporting the shows you love so much. Remember, click the Amazon banner at MikeOmaraShow.com and don't be afraid to bookmark it.
The Rob and Joe Show.
All right. Amy Michelle Berger, one of our listeners of the year, has given us Amy's concept for a murder mystery. You guys know we do Die Laughing Productions. We've got 5 murder mysteries. Robbie gave his idea last week. Here's Amy's. I will read it exactly as was sent to me. Here's a murder mystery theme for you, Rob and Joe. An anti-LGBTQIA politician. Again, that's anti-LGBTQIA politician or clergy person is murdered. The suspects come from all walks of life, all sexualities, all genders, or lack thereof. You could do this in conjunction with Pride Month, and the murder could take place at a Pride Festival or Pride Parade. This works on all levels because it has mass appeal. I learned from listening to TMOS that many, what is the word C-I-S-H-E-T? Cishet males like lesbian porn. That is true.
Yep, true.
I'm not sure, Amy, if this has mass appeal.
Well, it doesn't have mass appeal, but she is right that that group or those groups go out and support their own in mass.
Absolutely.
That's why the Clay Aiken sells out shows in Vegas, and that's why Kathy Griffin still sells out shows because people with giant gay following different those groups, they do come out and support in mass. That is true. I just don't know if we could get booked at a Pride Week thing. Do you think we could?
It would help to have a gay member, and if they listen to this episode, that's not going to help. You're just disgusted by gay men, so.
No, I'm not. So we do have two friends. We have one. And now your black roommate. We have him.
We have a lot of gay friends. Who would play the anti-LGBTQIA politician or clergy person?
Justin, that's easy. It'd be Justin.
Do you know what LGBTQIA stands for?
I guess lesbian, bisexual, gay, lesbian, yeah. Gay, bisexual, transsexual, transgender, Q. I don't have any idea what Q. Oh, queer. I don't know. Is that if you're gay, you could say queer, but we're not allowed to say that, right? We can't be queer because gay and yeah. What's the next letter?
Well, just like you can't say color, but that's an NAACP. LGBT.
Yeah. What's the next letter after Q?
IA.
I.
Oh, here we go. Oh, it's queer, intersex, and asexual.
Hey, I got queer. I got it right.
You did. Excellent.
Intersex and asexual. Well, asexual, I know, means without. You don't have attraction to any sex, right? Or you don't have sex.
Yes.
I don't know what's intersex.
I'm looking it up. Is a general term used for a variety of conditions in which a person is born with a reproductive or sexual anatomy that doesn't seem to fit their typical definitions of female or male. I still don't understand what it is.
Well, that where you identify, it's like, no, it's not like Caitlyn Jenner, right? Where you were born a man, but you identify as a woman.
I don't know. It's very confusing. I don't do well learning new things. So one last subject, then we'll get out of here. Okay.
All right.
I have an interesting show Thursday. I am doing a boat bachelor party cruise. So I am going to tell jokes, but then I can't leave because we're at fucking sea. So it could be awesome or it could be a train wreck.
Do you get seasick?
Train wreck would be the train. Well, I'm assuming that it's like a dinner cruise. I don't think I do get seasick. I think it's going to be a nicer boat. They're apparently rich. So it'd probably be
nice.
Is
it on like a river? Is it on like the Potomac, like the Dandy or something?
I think it's something like that. Yes. I know it departs out of DC. It's like 6 to 9 or something. Now I have a lot of jokes about, you know, relationships and men and women stuff. And you would think that an audience of all dudes would sort of maybe play to me, but I've done that before and it really doesn't. You actually need women. Otherwise it's just, you sound like a douchebag guy up there bitching about women and it gets uncomfortable. Now this is going to be a bachelor party. So it's going to be all guys.
When are you performing it? If it's 6 to 9, you said?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
Because let's say you're on there from like, what are you doing, 30 minutes, 45?
You know what? I don't even know either. I think it's pretty
let's say
well.
You're doing
bringing Danny 40, Charnley with me.
Oh, God. So let's say you're doing 45.
Okay.
And Danny does, what's he doing, 10, 15 off the top. It's an hour show.
Sure, it sounds right.
6:30, you start performing. You bomb.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden it's 7:30. Yeah. You have to sit there for another hour and a half after having eaten a dick.
Yeah, and they're all going to know each other, so there's the mob mentality where they might just all decide to shit on me as opposed to
throw you overboard.
At a regular show, some people might actually feel bad for you. But here, yeah, no, it's more likely that it'll suck than it'll be awesome, right?
Yeah, well, you also, I think you probably should have brought somebody a little bit safer than Dan Charnley.
It's true, but I brought Danny, or I mentioned him because I always do really well when he's there. He brings out the best in me for whatever reason. And I want someone that's going to be fun to hang out with this whole time.
All right, that works. Yeah, and Danny's funny. Like I said, I think he's real funny. As a matter of fact, I think he's funnier on Twitter than I have ever been on stage.
There's a one tweet that we always play on. He said, "What's your favorite movie about lamb silencing?" And so now me and Joe and Katie and Tawanda always just go around to each other. Hey, what's your favorite movie about nerds revenging things? You know,
what's your favorite song about shooting a sheriff?
Right. What's your favorite song about a tiny red Corvette? So we'll just do that for hours. Well, you said something about people get mad at Trump and they say if he gets elected, you know, they're going to leave the country, but they never say they're going to go to Mexico.
Another thing I like to do with the land silencing on that theme is I like to take like lyrics out of the song, not necessarily the song, but you're like, what's your favorite song about sitting there by a record machine and seeing a boy that's about 17?
I mean, it's a fun game to just sit there and play. But he still, we've literally come with hundreds. He still has the best one. What's your favorite movie about lamb silencing?
what's your favorite song about a tiger's eye?
Yeah, I mean, it's
yeah,
awesome.
It's great.
Maybe he'll open with that at the bachelor party cruise. Should I bring T-shirts to sell? You think they'll buy T-shirts?
Here's the thing. I wouldn't bring T-shirts. Do you know why?
Would that look like a douchebag?
If it's not successful, you have to sit there with your T-shirts for an hour and a half.
Well, I could just have.
And then you have
just
to
have
lug
a few
unsold T-shirts.
No, I'll just bring like 10 and like a book bag. So they're not.
All right.
Visible.
Well, yeah, you can get away with that.
I won't pull it out unless I think I'm doing well.
And if not, you're just like, nah, I just brought this book bag.
Yeah, I mean,
it has 10 different, 10 changes of clothes in there, all the same T-shirt.
I mean, it could get crazy. They could start giving shots and stuff. I mean, it could get out of control. I feel like this is the start of a movie.
Comic would it be called Bachelor Party?
It would be. What's your favorite movie about a bachelor party?
I guess The Hangover.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, listen to us on TMOS this Wednesday morning. 9 a.m. is when we start now, earlier, and then it comes out. Unlike our show that would come out 48 hours later, their show comes out 32 minutes after they stop recording.
Well, I have a feeling this show is going to take a lot longer to get out based on the audio.
And for good reason. We do have money to invest. $350, I believe, is the total, or roughly, people have given us. But you know, you can always give more, folks. RobMayer@gmail.com, PayPal. Thank you, guys. Albany, bringing the murder mystery there. Had such a good time at the Farm Bone 2 weeks ago there. That will be there July 10th, doing the murder mystery. Mark, make your presence felt. Well, thank you to Syracuse. Had some good shows up there this past week, trying to bring the murder mystery there as well. And maybe we'll do the anti-LGBTQIA show there. But I doubt it. Later, guys.
See you later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.